So, what's up, everybody out there? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, you know, there's a lot of drama in the manosphere out there. And I just want to let you guys know I'm not trying to play you guys out there. I'm not trying to play you guys out there at all. You know, this is me. You know, from what I'm hearing in the manosphere, there's a lot of fucking people out there, a lot of clowns out there that are just fucking around in the manosphere, who claim to be MGTOW and all this fucking shit. But a lot of them, they're PUAs. I'm not a PUA. I'm not a pickup artist. I dibble dabbled in that a long time ago. In the past. But you know what? I saw through the bullshit. Because these people, the same people that are dibble dabbling into the manosphere, they want to take money from you. I never took a goddamn dime from you guys, all right? I never did. I never asked for a donation. I never asked for anything from you guys. You know what? When I come on to YouTube and everything and I do my videos, I'm not asking you for a goddamn dime. I'm just expressing my experiences and everything. And so far in the manosphere, I'm expressing a lot of goddamn fucking bullshitters out there in the manosphere. There's a lot of fucking people out there. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, that want donations and their PUAs and this and that. I'm not a fucking POA. A lot of you fucking accuse me of being a POA. I'm not a fucking POA. I'm not a pickup artist. I'm not. I'm not at all. Just because I dip a dabble on the fucking adult industry, it doesn't make me a pickup artist. I'm dealing with women who want to be fucked and want to be fucking, you know what I mean, want to be exposed. I don't mind to be exposed. But there's a lot of jerks out there in the manosphere right now that are just talking down to us. And bullshitting. And they're mad because we don't follow their bullshit, because we don't give them donations or anything like that. And this is the God honest truth. Now, there's a lot of fucking people out there that are looking into the manosphere and they're saying, well, you know what? A lot of men out there, they're the real trolls. A lot of fake MGTOWs out there, they're the real trolls in the manosphere. And I'm starting to see that right now. And yes, I remember Rose Blades was saying that a lot of fucking MGTOWs, she's misconstruing trolls with MGTOWs, okay? But the ones that claim to be MGTOW and want to be taking donations, these are the real trolls. They're taking over the fucking MGTOW manosphere. I mean, the MGTOW acronym. They're using that for their advantage. So that's where they can take money from you. That's what they're doing. And Rose Blades is an idiot. But from what she's saying, a lot of guys that are claiming MGTOW philosophy and putting you in jail and putting you in fucking... you know what I mean? And YouTube jail and all this fucking shit, you know what I mean? And getting your channel banned is because of other MGTOWs. Yeah, but they're all fake MGTOWs out there. They're all fake. They're all fake fucking MGTOWs out there. Guys that are trying to sell you shit, collect money from you, those are not fucking real MGTOWs. I never fucking accepted any money from any of you guys, right? Never. Never. Ever did I ever ask money from you? I don't need money from you guys. I can make my own goddamn money. I can make my own goddamn money. And yes, Rose Blades is an idiot too. I don't trust her, but still, she's starting to open up my eyes, you know what I mean, because of these fake MGTOWs. And most of my fucking attackers were not women. The only two attackers I've ever had in my fucking life that were women were three girls. Was the celibate women, MGTOW, or whatever she calls herself. And there was Rose Blades, and then there was Penny. Yep. Those are the ones. Those are my trolls. Those are the ones that were fucking attacking me. Those are the only girls out there. But the rest of you guys out there are men who claim to be MGTOW, but you really are not. And you're over here trying to accept, you know, donations and all this fucking shit. I never accept a dime from any one of you guys out there. Not one of you guys. Not one. Not one time. If you look at Hammerhand's video out there that he recently just uploaded, he'll explain to you what I am trying to talk about here. Look at his latest video of these fucking clowns out there and this fucking asshole out there, Grizzly. He calls himself the Grizzly. People call him Grizzly Adams. And he calls me. He can't say my name. And Portuguese MGTOW pointed this out. He said, he can name everybody else. He can name Mike the MGTOW Man. He can name Mr. Lee and everybody else. But you know what? He cannot say Mr. Hate Vicious's name. He calls him the Desert Trash Man. He can't even say my fucking goddamn name because he doesn't have the balls to fucking do it. Because he's a fucking coward. Because I'm so fucking savage. It's not even fucking goddamn funny. I'm going to be savage all my fucking goddamn life. And I'm going to be even more savage to men who who is getting in my goddamn fucking goddamn sandbox and kicking sand in my own goddamn fucking face. Especially if you're a fucking goddamn man. You better own up for your fucking goddamn shit, motherfucker. You better fucking own up. Because I'm tired of you fucking goddamn soy boy cucks out there who are POAs. I am not a fucking POA. I'm not. I'm not a fucking goddamn POA at all. Yeah, if a fucking bitch throws themselves at me, yeah, I'm gonna fuck her fucking goddamn brains out. Bottom line. And I'll film it doing it. But most of you motherfuckers out there who claim you're a MGTOW and you're a fucking goddamn monk, most of you assholes out there are over here fucking around on my fucking goddamn channel and just trying to fucking kick me out of here. Rose Blaze is an idiot. She is. She's a fucking idiot. She is. She's a fucking idiot. But you know what? She has her points. And I'm starting to see it now. Guys who claim to be MGTOW. Guys who claim to get all kinds of bitches and everything. And they're over here trying to take your goddamn money. And a lot of you fucking faggots out there are over here fucking sucking on their goddamn cocks and fucking giving them money. Don't give them any money. Don't give Duris money. Don't give anybody money. Don't give Undead Chronic money. Don't give anybody fucking money. This knowledge should be fucking free. When MGTOW first started and everything, it used to be Tom Likas 101. Okay? Yeah, he had a radio show. Yeah, you had to pay to fucking do that fucking shit. But you know what? He didn't. When he had his show, all the advertisement, that's what paid him. And the ratings. We didn't have to go on his show and fucking pay for it. When he retired and got off the goddamn air in the radio show business, he fucking had to fucking do a subscription, you know, fucking goddamn, you know, channel. He had to fucking do that. But you know what? It's dead. No one wants to pay anything anymore because life is too expensive. It really is. And those of you fucking assholes who are following these motherfuckers who say, oh, give me a donation. Come on, give me a donation. You know, I never asked you for a goddamn fucking donation. You guys see me as a fucking goddamn bad guy. A lot of you. And a lot of my goddamn fucking haters on my fucking channel are men. Yes, they are. They are men. They're not women. I got this little fucking women who hate me. I got this much who men really hate me. I got that much. I got that much. Fucking stupid. Quiet Earp, I know you're in jail. I know you're in jail, man. I heard that just today. I never been in YouTube jail. You know, all the shit I fucking did. But, you know, it's just the MGTOW Manosphere, it's getting really, really out of hand. And I have to fucking stand my ground. I really have to fucking stand my ground here. And most of my haters are men because they're jealous. I already know it already. I know it already. When guys start to pump and dump, you see these fucking goddamn comments in the comment section. You see these fucking goddamn men, and they are men over here hating on somebody who is fucking another goddamn girl. You're jealous because you can't fucking fuck another girl. I mean, Jesus goddamn fucking goddamn Christ, man. When is this going to stop? You fucking men out there, you think you fucking have it going on? You think just because you have a fucking hot shit car, fucking Mr. Cooper out there, I know you're fucking stupid ass. You think just because you're rich and you have all this fucking money, you think you fucking do everything? You fucking make miracles? You ain't nothing, dude. You look like a fucking ugly ass piece of shit. That's what the fuck you look like to me. You're an ugly ass old piece of shit, and you're fucking very unattractive. And the only thing that makes you attractive is you're fucking wad, motherfucker. That's what makes you fucking hot. But really, you're not. You're just a fucking piece of shit. That's what the fuck you are. You fucking goddamn idiots out there infiltrating this manosphere and fucking taking money from us. All of you guys out there, if you're true MGTOW, you don't pay anybody for any advice. Don't do that. Because Angry MGTOW did that, and he's a fucking piece of shit. Do not pay attention to Grizzly. He doesn't even have the balls to call out my fucking name. Portuguese MGTOW mentioned this. That motherfucker does not have the balls to call out my goddamn name. And I'm going to fucking make a roast on his fucking stupid ass. His 45-year-old ass. Stupid son of a bitch. You got kicked out of the fucking manosphere because you were probably accepting donations. That's why you were fucking getting kicked out of here. You fucking son of a bitch. I never fucking asked a dime from anybody in here. That one goddamn fucking person here. I'm going to stay here till the fucking end. Until I fucking die. I'm going to stay here till I die. I'm going to stay here till I die. And if any MGTOW out there tries to talk shit about any other MGTOW out there, I'm going to fucking call you out on it. Do not kick any sand in any other fucking goddamn MGTOW's face. Especially if it's in their own fucking sandbox. Don't fucking do it. Don't do it. Fucking stupid. I can't believe you men are fucking fighting us MGTOWs out there. You think you have it going on? I'm not a fucking pickup artist. Everyone always attacks me and say you're not a MGTOW. You're a fucking pickup artist. Since when am I a fucking pickup artist? Since when do I get up and go over there and seek some other fucking woman's hand. Never. And when I'm on these porn conventions, who the hell are they chasing? They're chasing me because I'm a porn producer. I wear these fucking badges and there's a certain color on them, a certain stripe on them. It says that if it's black, I'm a fucking producer. And they come and they fucking tug on my shoulder. Hey, are you you're a producer? I can see that. I am a producer. What do you want? And so we talk and everything. And if it doesn't meet my fucking standards, I dismiss her. If you're going to have a bodyguard on my fucking set, I don't want you there. I don't want no fucking white knight watching over me on my fucking goddamn set. That's not how it works. And I ain't going to have any fucking goddamn PUAs come in here and talk down to me. Oh, well, you know what? You don't know how to fucking get with girls and this and that. You know what? Maybe if you fucking join my fucking stream and this and that and you buy my product, and you know what? Maybe you know how to pick up girls and be in your adult industry. Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not selling anything here. Fucking my haters are fucking men. Disgusting. I got more women on my fucking back. I got more women fucking having my back than the men. Jesus Christ. God, Jesus, fuck, man. What the hell is going on? I'm going to still fucking hold the goddamn fucking line, whether you guys fucking like it or not. I'm still going to fucking goddamn do it. Any of you wrenches out there, fucking do your goddamn job. I hope you guys do your goddamn job. But God, fuck, you know what I mean? I don't care. From what's going on now, I'm seeing in the comments section, it's fucking stupid. You men out there fucking criticizing me. You fucking pickup artists. I don't like you. I'm not a fucking pickup artist. How am I a fucking pickup artist? Because when I went in 2015, when I went to a porn convention, how am I a fuck? I was accused of being a pickup artist. How am I a pickup artist when women fucking approach me? How does that fucking work? And a lot of you assholes call me an incel. How does that fucking work when I go on these fucking goddamn porn conventions and women come up to me? How does that work? It doesn't make any fucking goddamn sense. How does that work? You're pissed off because you fucking women don't approach you because you are a fucking pickup artist. You have to fucking go over there and approach a woman to get their attention. I don't have to fucking do that. I'm good looking enough to not have to approach a woman. There was a Chinese woman today over here at the Walmart across the fucking way looking at me, staring at me. She was doing some girl's nails and she stopped for a fucking good 30 seconds looking at me. Asian women like me. And if you guys know, I've been talking to a girl on Facebook and she's been rubbing one out every fucking time I talk to her in the Philippines. She's a cute little Asian girl, and she's fucking about 24 years old. Fucking awesome. Rubbing one out every fucking goddamn time. I enjoy that. How am I an incel? You fucking goddamn jokes out there who claim to be PUA? You're stupid. You're stupid as fuck. You over here are going over there and seeking their hand and seeking their validation? I don't give a fuck about that. Women come to me, especially when I'm in these porn conventions, they come to me. Because when they see a certain type of badge, they're going to want to suck up to me and kiss my ass and be a brown nose. But did I ever, you guys out there in the manosphere out there, did I ever ask for a dime from you? Anytime, anything. A penny? A dime? Did I ever ask any money from you? I guarantee you I did not. I did not. There needs to be a change in the manosphere here. We need to weed out people who don't belong here. A lot of people say that I don't belong in the manosphere. I do belong here. I've been here longer than you guys. I've been here longer than you guys. Really. Literally. I've been here longer than you guys. I can't tell you how long I've been longer than you guys here. I had my other channel got shut down. That was a long time ago. But I've been preaching this philosophy for a very fucking long time. And I'm very, very, very fucking hardcore about what I say. And I mean it. Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. I'm going to go get something. I'm going to get a beer. You guys know what I'm about here. Okay, I'm back. Okay, you know, I'm not paying attention to the comment section and everything because I'm on a rant right now. And yes, it's men that's fucking attacking me. And it's not women. It's not women. But, okay, I'm going to start looking at the comment section right now. Yeah, hey, what's up? yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Portuguese mayhem, yeah. Yeah, you broke the ice for me, buddy. Portuguese mayhem, you broke the ice for me. I didn't want to be a part of community or anything like that. But you broke the ice for me, man. So I was mainly more independent and everything like that. Yeah, there's a lot of you guys out there. Well, you guys, you know. You know, and Hammerhand just came out with a video just recently. I mean, yeah, we gotta be looking out for these fucking goddamn guys who are trying to sell MGTOW and everything. Sell this fucking pickup artist shit. I was never a pickup artist. Come on, look at me, man. Look at me. Women walk up to me, and they are curious. So come on. Yeah, Mr. Yeah, fucking Rose Blaze. She's obsessed with me. She was at one time. She's obsessed with every fucking MGTOW, out there. She's obsessed with every fucking goddamn MGTOW out there. She is. She wants to be so part of it. It's not even fucking goddamn funny. Mr. Forma's in the house. What's up, Mr. Forma? Didn't think you'd be up this late. Because I know on the East Coast, it's like, 2 o'clock in the morning over there? Maybe 1 o'clock? Hey, guys, I don't normally do live streams and stuff out there, but you know what? You know, and I just had to get this off my chest right now because a lot of shit is going on. And I've noticed in my comment section and everything, I delete people on my comment section now and I'm monitoring myself. I got little Igor out there monitoring my stuff and everything. And, you know, I'm just sick of these fucking goddamn guys who claim to be MGTOW, but they're really pickup artists. And they're fucking trying to sell us shit. I'm fucking sick of it already. I'm tired of it. Look at Hammerhand's video that he just uploaded. I saw that. I don't accept money from anybody or anything like that. And I'm not a pickup artist. I'm not. These guys out there, they claim to be MGTOW, but you know what? They're over here saying they're claiming they can control a woman and all this fucking shit. They can't control a woman more than me. I mean, goddamn Christ. I'm not even a fucking goddamn pickup artist. I mean, even though I dibble-dabbled in that fucking shit, I'm not a fucking pickup artist. I'm really not. I know a fucking female's nature. That's just all I know. Women are fucking... They can be some fucking colossal fucking bastards out there. They can just be some... It's just some ferocious fucking goddamn fucking disgusting people. They can. But men, they could be even worse. But most of my fucking goddamn trolls and most of my fucking goddamn haters are fucking men. They really are. They're fucking men. It's disgusting. I can't believe it. Well, sorry, guys. You know, I'm not paying attention to the goddamn fucking comment section or anything. It just keeps going up and up and up. But maybe I should. Who's talking in here? I'm going to take my glasses off here for a second. Who's talking in here? Who's talking shit? Who's talking shit? Yeah, that's right, Portuguese. Yeah, they don't have any ice cube fetishes. Ronald McDonald. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a very long time. DJ Disco. Yeah, I'll rant and rave all I fucking want, goddamn want. You know, I will. Bridges don't fly. Is that you? Okay, so I'm gonna do something for you right here. There you go. I hope you got your wrench. There you go. There you go. Bridges don't fly. Mr. Forma. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at the latest one. Mr. Forma. Look at that video. Look at that video. Those fucking assholes right there. Those are the ones you need to fucking worry about. Those are the ones that are giving me shit and giving everybody else shit. They think they have it going down. They don't know about fucking MGTOW. They don't know shit. They don't know fucking shit. They're over here accepting donations and everything. I don't do that shit. I don't fucking accept donations. Yeah, those black pillars. Yeah, Dr. MGTOW. Yeah, I am very in high concern about those black pills out there. I don't know what their true intentions are, but I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what they're trying to pull here. But you know what? Red pill is the only way, I think. Black pill. From what I hear, a black pill is still wants to get into relationships. I don't want to get in a relationship with a fucking girl and just control her and all this fucking shit. I'm really not into that shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to be with anybody. Really, I don't want to be with anybody. I want to be with myself. Yeah, they do. They keep shaming us and calling us incels. We're not incels. We're not. Just like these same fucking people out there that Hammerhand just fucking, just pointed out right now. There's like maybe about four guys out there that he pointed out on his fucking live, not on his live stream, but one of his videos out there. You know, we need to keep an eye out on these fucking people out there because they're fucking making everything look bad. They're the ones making things look bad. I'm not fucking doing anything wrong, dude. You know, a lot of people attack me on my Facebook channel and everything, even on Twitter. It's just fucking, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, they're attacking me. I don't attack anybody. I don't do anything. I don't do anything to anybody. It's just fucking goddamn ridiculous. To me, black pill, they want to have a relationship, but they want to be completely control of the fucking relationship, which doesn't work. Look at the goddamn gynocentric society that we live in. You're not going to win that way. That's how I see the black pill. That's how I see it. I have to put my glasses on because my fucking light over here is fucking up my eyes. Yeah, I'm trying to read the comment section. I'm trying to read everybody's out here. But I don't know, but if you look at Hammerhand's latest video that he posted up on YouTube, you know, man, these guys, they're the ones that are fucking up everything. They're probably making sock accounts and, you know, and trying to take us down and all this fucking shit. Penny is over here fucking making false videos about me. She even made a fucking video about me and another video about Mr. Hate Vicious out there. Is that right, Mr. Former? You got 30 dislikes right away? Oh my god. It must be all these cucks and these fucking feminists out there targeting you. But if you know, if you don't have any haters, then you're not doing anything right. Yeah, Portuguese. Yeah. Maybe I'll be in the GTA game. Maybe. No, I doubt that will ever happen. I mean, I'm down to play in a movie or do some voice acting or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm down to do that. Yeah, if I'm down to do porn and you guys all seen me on there, you know, when I'm down to do anything. Not scared of showing my naked body and fucking a bitch or whatever, you know what I mean? Oh, New Mexico is crazy. Yeah, you gotta have a fucking gun over here. Yeah, my laugh, Portuguese MGTOW. Okay, I'll give you a laugh right now. I'll go. That's my laugh towards these men who are against MGTOW. I'll do it again. I have many voices too, you know. I could do voice acting if I wanted to. I can do Dr. Claw.
Oh, get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Yeah, a lot of people know me from doing that. You know, I could say to these trolls out there,
all you haters out there, you can do whatever you want to me, but you are not going to take me down from the MGTOW manosphere. I will come back with a vengeance, and I will fucking destroy you, and I will come after you, just like everybody in the manosphere will come after you, you fucking pathetic PUAs out there who are seeking female validation. I don't have to. Mr. A Vicious don't have to. Have to seek female validation. They come to me. Everybody comes to me. Nobody needs my fucking goddamn credit card number or anything. They come to me because I'm Mr. A Vicious. I'll get you next time, you fucking anti-feminists and anti-MGTOWs. I'll get you next time.
So there you go. I have voice acting skills. So there you go. I have acting skills. You know what I mean? I can be an actor if I wanted to. Do you think McHenry Cruiser going to be an actor? No. Idiot. He's a fucking dumbass. He's just playing the system right now because he's a lazy fucking son of a bitch that doesn't want to work. That's him. He doesn't have any skills. What is he going to do? Oh, Mr. Hey Vicious. Yeah. Mr. Hey Vicious, I'm going to have you go here. You know what? You are a pathetic person because you are a fake MGTOW, you're a fake, and you are a loser on fucking YouTube and this and that. You are a failed porn director and this and that. What are you going to do, buddy? Stupid. Stupid motherfucker. But you guys, you know, if you guys have trolls, there are a lot of them that are like fake MGTOWs out there that are POAs and everything. They think they have everything going on. And look at Hammerhand's video. I looked at his video. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been starting to see out here in the manosphere. These guys think they have it going on. You assholes who are POAs, you guys are over here saving your money, going out to these clubs, spending all kinds of goddamn money. And I've seen you guys do this, spend all kinds of goddamn money, and you try to fucking spend not a dime on a fucking on these fucking girls that you supposedly get with. This is why McHenry Cruiser never got with any women recently, because he's a fucking loser and he has no money. And he's never been to Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas many times. I've been to California many times. I've been to fucking goddamn Florida many, many goddamn times. I've been to El Paso, Texas. I've been to fucking goddamn fucking, you know, Colorado. I've been there. I've been all over the goddamn place. Where has McHenry Cruiser been? Nowhere. Nowhere. Has he been hooking up with bitches? He can't, because he's on welfare. He's a loser. And he is faking his goddamn fucking condition right now, so this way he doesn't have to work, because he's a fucking lazy ass fucking bum. That's what he is. Most of my haters are men. Women, they come onto my channel, they drop me a challenge and everything, but you know what? I put them in their place. And they'd be like, well, I understand your fucking situation. Whatever. But yeah, guys. So, I'm going to end this stream right now, okay? I'll look at the comment section later. But, you know, from what's going on in there, what's going on in the fucking manosphere, we got to watch out for these fucking goddamn idiots out there. These men that think they're so much better than us just because they get with women. I mean, goddamn, I mean, you're spending your whole goddamn time and your paycheck on supporting these women and getting with these women. Why don't you do what I do? I mean, these guys that are pickup artists, I mean, they have so much, if they have so much going on, which they don't, because it's very fucking hard. Because if they can do what I can do, they can get any woman to do whatever the fuck they want for them, right? If I was such a pickup artist and I was such a ladies' man, I would get any fucking goddamn woman, even if they were 18 years old, any fucking goddamn woman, hey, come onto my platform, be on camera, I'll pay you this X amount of dollars, and then you can go on your way and make a film with me. It's not that easy, right? Pickup artists, if it was so fucking easy, pickup artists, why aren't you fucking doing what I'm doing, right? A lot of you talk down on me. Well, you can't get any women to fucking play in your videos. Why don't you do what I do? I bet you can't do it. you fucking pathetic piece of shit. And a lot of you pickup artists out there, you're fucking pathetic and you're fucking weak and you're fucking, you're not powerful. You're not powerful at all. When it comes down to a confrontation, when it comes down to a fist fight, you will lose. You will. All you pickup artists are losers. That's what you are. I will kick the fuck out of every single one of you. You pickup artists are fucking losers. You're losers. You really are. You're fucking losers. We're starting to see this in the fucking MGTOW manosphere. Hammerhand is starting to see about that. Any fucking guy who claims to be a fucking MGTOW and fucking accepts it, wants money from you, don't accept him as a fucking MGTOW. That guy's a fucking pickup artist. That guy's a fucking loser. Don't fucking give him money. Don't let him take your money. Don't do it. Yeah, look at Hammerhand's video. Look at his video. There's like five guys in the room. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. So you guys, I'm Mr. Hate Vicious. I'm going to be signing off here. But I'm going to look at the comment section right now. I'm going to look at it a little bit. I have to look at it before I go. Yeah. Doris is not one of us. Definitely not. He's about fucking taking money from us and everything. But all right, you guys. I'm pretty much done with the stream and everything. But glad you guys are all here. And I'm Mr. Hate Vicious signing off. I had to fucking take this off of my fucking goddamn, I had to brush it off of my chest. Because most of my fucking haters are men. Are men. They're men. There's only a few girls that hate me. That's Rose Blades and fucking Penny right now. There used to be this one girl named Celibate, a fucking woman out there. Fucker. Whatever. But most of you guys are men that are attacking me. Who are claiming to be MGTOW. And if you guys see Hammerhand's fucking latest video, yeah. You'll know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Rose Blades, fucking, she's a bitch. I don't like her. But yeah, a lot of guys who claim to be MGTOW, who are fake MGTOWs, they're the ones that are flagging you and fucking around in the manosphere. Those are the ones that are doing it. Same thing with Penny and everybody else. So, all right, guys. I'm going to end this live stream right now. I'm glad you guys came in here. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.